This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good morning. I'm Laura and I'm here with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, recording from Niceville. And I am here this morning with Steve Reynolds with Gulf Shore Air Conditioning, also located here in Niceville. And I'm so glad you're here with us today. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Laura. Glad to join you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. I pass by your location all the time. We do business together as well. For our listeners listening, Steve is actually, or Gulf Shore Air Conditioning is actually our HVAC expert in our Crestview publication and our Crestview Living, and also advertises with us in the Neighbors of Bluewater Bay and Niceville Neighbors magazines. So I've known Steve for just a little bit, but I'm so excited for him to elaborate and on his business and tell our listeners more about his story. And I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot as well. So I'm actually going to let you take it away, Steve, and tell us about your business.
Okay, very good. Well, we've been in business this year will be 29 years. And it's really hard to believe. I started this, I got licensed in this profession when I was working in Tallahassee as a police officer after I finished up at Florida State, and worked on my way to get here to the beautiful Emerald Coast where I'd been vacationing and wanted to move here and get out of Tallahassee and get out of the grind. So came here and got into this grind, started the business, just me, pickup truck. Long time ago, and probably worked for 3 years by myself, hired my first employee, grew this thing, and here we are at 30 employees serving everyone we can from Inlet Beach to Navarre Beach, north of the Alabama line.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Inlet to Navarre.
A lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah. So did the law enforcement thing, of course, part-time here for years, as well as grew the business in 2010. I was focused solely on this, and you know, we've been full-time air conditioning the whole time with employees the whole time, but in 2010, it was time for me to laser focus on this, serve the community, and grow it.
So what made you decide that this was the business you wanted to get into?
I had a mechanical and electrical background that dated back to childhood. And I've always enjoyed mechanical things. I've always enjoyed problem solving and serving people. And I just thought this was a really good fit. Got into this with a friend of mine in Tallahassee just briefly over there and decided to be a great way for me to relocate and start a business I could grow from scratch.
Okay.
And I felt like I could give the community something different.
Yeah.
A real problem solving team. So that's what I've built.
Okay. Well, okay. So talking about the problem solving, what do you think are maybe some things that people misunderstand or maybe some problems that you see that you think you or that your business handles differently? Educate us a little bit.
Okay. One problem we see repetitively that others seem to struggle with is indoor air quality and building envelope. And a lot of people just don't understand building envelope to look at a building being a house or a commercial building, the way it breathes, the way it pressurizes to address moisture issues, sick building syndrome, all of those types of things that require a little bit of digging, a little bit of depth, and sometimes some re-engineering of the entire HVAC system or the building itself. And I've built a team that is pretty good at that. A lot of times we're the second or third company in, and we like to start from scratch. We'll consult our mechanical engineer when we need to and put together a solution that fixes a building. And of course, we do everything HVAC, heating, ventilation related, pretty much anything mechanical you can imagine. But that is really a niche for us to be able to solve moist, sick buildings. With people who are struggling with that, either from a cost standpoint, a building health standpoint, or a personal health standpoint. So that's a niche we really get into. And I think one misconception about the business is, as a whole for this industry, is that air conditioning companies want to sell you something. And we've really tried to structure our business so that we are not structured that way at all. We want to educate clients and solve problems and give them the information they need to make an educated decision. And we'll go to any length to do that. We're huge on client education. I don't like the word sell at all. I like to go in with no pressure and just talk to people about their homes, their businesses, what they want, what they're looking for. If it's very accurate heating and cooling, if it's technology, if it's a solution for a high utility bill in a commercial building that's out of control, and just give them the information, let them make the decision. Because we're not selling things. We are offering an experience. We're offering an experience to give a client a team of problem solvers with great communication and great service.
You're offering that and you're offering a solution. So
we are. Yeah. Yeah, that's what this is all about in the end, is to give the client what they want, what they need. And this is not what they do every day. So we're willing to dig and give them all the information and the resources they need to make decisions.
Okay, great. Well, that, thank you for sharing all of that. You went into, things that I had never, as just a consumer, you know, had never thought about. So it does go much deeper in your industry than the typical really things does. That, you know, we think about sometimes as just maybe a homeowner or business owner with the, I need to get my unit serviced and I need, you know, and think or don't think about it at all until there's a problem. But
I don't. That's exactly it, because it's not what everybody does every day. And I'm sure that when you wake up in the morning and have coffee and think about your day and your job and your family and your world, I'm sure you're not sitting there contemplating what kind of condition your air conditioning system's in and how your house is breathing.
Right. But to your point on some of the things that you said, since we've only lived here 3 years, and so from coming from the Midwest to here, it is a different environment, and we've experienced different things that we're not used to, you know, in our home, like you said, moisture and things like that. So, you know, just knowing that there's so many other things you guys can do to solve problems.
There really is. And there's really a lot to explore in a lot of these buildings and homes, because we live in a swamp for 9 months out of the year here. The humidity is well over 75%. In the summertime, you walk outside and your glasses fog over. Those are the really heavy days that really tax equipment and tax buildings. And you really want the relative humidity in a building to be under 55% year round. And a lot of systems and a lot of buildings just can't achieve that.
Okay. Well, is it not possible to achieve that, or they just don't have the right equipment, but it is available?
Well, they don't have the right equipment or the right engineering.
Okay.
In a commercial building, especially, or a large home, if it wasn't engineered to perform that way to start with, sometimes it's not just the HVAC system, it's the building itself. And you need a team that can dig into that and find all of those problems and fix them at one go.
And I can see the excitement on your face as you're talking about problem solving. You love that stuff, don't you?
We do. We love that. We're working with two churches in the community right now that have had some real struggles. We walked into a church sanctuary last summer at the end of June, and it was 68 degrees in there, but it was 74% relative humidity. And we literally changed some settings and made a rain cloud inside the building. We actually made fog inside the building.
Wow.
And they couldn't solve this problem. We were the third or fourth company in, and it's fixed.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's fixed. Yeah. Yep.
And it always feels good, doesn't it? When you can help somebody solve a problem or fix something.
I got a team here that's just as excited about it as I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I do have to applaud you and give you a little plug here, Steve, because I know that you are a good steward in the community, which is what we all want, you know, want to be, but I see you at, you know, you are definitely an inspiration for business owners, because you practice, you know, the things that you're talking about. And I see you out and about, and you're always shaking hands and showing up and, you know, just really trying to be out there in the community. So I think it's a great thing. And I can see, again, you know, just your passion for what you do. So I appreciate you sharing all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love this community and love to serve this community any way we can.
So a couple questions. So your office now is in Blue Water Bay. When you moved here, where did you start? Where have you always been in Niceville, or tell me a little bit about that?
Pretty much. I moved here from Tallahassee relatively quickly after I got licensed, and I have been in Niceville for all this time and we worked out of my home for a while, and then we leased space for about 7 or 8 years with two small offices and warehouse space. And then in 2020, we were blessed to be able to purchase this piece of property and build a fantastic facility that we're really excited about.
Well, I just moved here in 2021. So you moved in. So you've
Very
been here as
good.
long as I've been here, but just sounds like right before that. So, So tell me, what do you like to do when you're not working? As much as I see you out and about, I know that you're very busy, but surely you like to do something for fun.
Yeah, love to fly airplanes. I'm a pilot. I hold a commercial rating and fly at least once a week when I possibly can. Love to take trips. Love to dive. My wife and I love the Caribbean, so we try to get down there once a year and
Nice.
pilot, diver. Have a small machine shop. Like to do that for fun sometimes. And
I was getting ready to ask you if any of your fun involved your feet on the
A little bit, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But yeah, my two biggest passions would definitely be flying and diving.
That's really cool. That's your risk taker.
Calculated risk, yeah.
Calculated
Very,
risk. There you go.
very careful risk taker, yeah.
There you go. Kind of flipping back to the business side, especially I guess since you've been doing this for a long time, but you did have another career prior in law enforcement. What do you think are maybe some struggles or some challenges you've faced that have really helped you to get where you are? Maybe some lessons you've learned along the way that you think have helped you be successful with Gulf Shore Air Conditioning?
I think the biggest lesson I learned along the way is getting into this business as a service technician and not really knowing how to run a business and having to overcome the hurdles of learning the business side of this years ago. And I still continue to learn today. And we, for the last 5 or 6 years, have been very heavily involved in some industry associations and schools that help us improve. We are constantly sending people out of town for training or having guest trainers come here. We now have a great training facility right here on property, so we're able to do a lot of that.
Oh,
But
nice.
the biggest struggle for sure for me was becoming a business person from a service technician who has a criminology degree and a background in law enforcement and learning how to navigate a business this size and growing.
Sure. I think most of us get into business because we have a passion for something, but
Yeah.
starting that business doesn't make you automatically, great at running a business. So I think we're
No, it
always
does not. I
learning.
got into this with a service attitude, a servant mentality doing this, that you better get the business side down as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and in this area, it's amazing, and I say it on almost every podcast, but it usually comes up. But it's amazing to me just how well the small businesses support each other and learn from each other. You mentioned some associations and some things that you're involved in, and there are a lot of resources, I feel like, for small businesses to get involved and learn from each other in this area, which I think is just great. So.
Yeah, there really is. We've got a lot of associations. Our real estate community is huge here. We're members of Women's Council, of Realtors, Camo Committee with ECAR. Try to do as much with ECAR as we can. A lot of the smaller stuff that's just touches your heart, like Dog Harmony and Aliquot Animal Refuge, and all the things that we can get involved in there. And the chambers here are huge. Our chambers are all just wonderful.
Yes. I am a member at the Crestview and the Niceville Chambers, but I've heard amazing things about Fort Walton. So that's my next one. I think I need to
Yeah.
go check it out
Yeah,
because I've heard really.
we have a team member here that attends the Fort Walton Beach Chamber, and I hear the same thing.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. So, well, are there any other things you want listeners to know specifically about Gulf Shore Air Conditioning? Anything we haven't talked about already? Or if you had just one thing you wanted to share, what would it be?
That we will solve your problems and we will communicate, and we're not going to try to sell you anything. If you have an HVAC or building problem, we want you to call us. We've got great resources, great referrals. We'll do that for you if we're not making a dime. We just want to help the community and answer questions and make sure they've got the peace of mind and the comfort to call us and ask us, and we'll help them solve problems no matter what it is.
Okay. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
850-897-6540 or visit us online at gulfshoreair.com. Those are the two easiest ways to reach us, and we try to make reaching us and scheduling very easy.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I see your trucks everywhere. I love your branding. It's very recognizable. I always see the dolphin. You know, it's Gulf Shore Air passing you by or whatever. Yep. So if one of our listeners happens to be out and about and sees your van, there you go. There's your number as well.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate you sharing your story and your journey with us. And really just, that was really great information for you to share about the problem solving and just how your industry can go so much deeper than just what we sometimes think about. Yeah. With operating our air units on a regular basis, but it's really so much more than that with air quality. And like you said, and how it can affect your health and everything like that. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I hope our listeners got something out of that as well. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Laura.
Absolutely. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks, Steve.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.